Ya lo hace. Pierna derecha, directo al arco. ¡Golazo! ¡Golazo!
The world of football with a soccer perspective. This is Soccer Today with Dwayne Mullins and Kevin Larame, live on the Sports Podcasting Network.
Good day, good night, and welcome to Soccer Today for Monday, September 17th, 2018. I'm Kevin Larame. Dwayne Mullins is under the weather today, so speedy recovery to Dwayne. Hopefully he can join us back tomorrow for our Champions League preview, because yes, the Champions League, the Champions is back tomorrow on Tuesday. But today, it's the Canadian review and the MLS playoff race overview. Crazy games this weekend, crazy results, high scoring game, taekwondo goals. Everything you want in your soccer weekend happened in Major League Soccer over the last 2 days. We'll start with the Canadian team, as we always do with the Canadian review, and then we'll take a look at the standings at the tables and see who gained momentum this weekend, Montreal, and who has a shot of making the playoffs in both the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference with just about a month and something left in the regular season. Canadian review. Let's start with a cracker of a game in Toronto. Toronto needed a win just to stay relevant in the playoff race. Still an outsider to make the playoff, let's face it. They have to win out the season and hope for a lot of teams' results to go their way. And it's going to be difficult for TFC to get close to Montreal, Philly, and DC, which are the three teams that are battling for two playoff spots right now in the Eastern Conference. We're talking about the fifth and sixth spot in the Eastern Conference, three teams vying for those two spots. Toronto wanted to stay relevant and close enough to maybe hope for a miracle for them this year. And it was a crazy game. It was indeed a crazy game. Toronto started by taking the lead 3-0. And then the Galaxy came back 3-3. And one of those goals was Zlatan Ibrahimovic's 500th goal in his career. A goal that will be replayed in a long, 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 long time in Major League Soccer. A taekwondo-style goal. That's all Zlatan saying, "I'm happy for Toronto that they got to witness my 500th goal. They will be forever known as my 500th victim," which is not necessarily true, but we'll see. Toronto came back late in that game to score two to finish 5-3 this game. And Toronto with a big 3 points. Maybe too little too late, you will say. Well, we'll take a look at the standings later on and see if it was too little too late. But at least they got the W at home versus the LA Galaxy, which continues to struggle and are very likely to miss the playoffs in 2018 for the Galaxy. Moving to Philadelphia, Montreal. The Montreal Impact traveled to Philadelphia, two direct rivals in this year's playoff race. Before the beginning of the game, Philadelphia had 40 points in fifth spot in the Eastern Conference standings. Montreal were sixth with 36 points. A famous 6-point game where if there was a winner, not only do you get 3 points, but you're stopping your opponent to get 3 points as well. Montreal did not start that game the way they wanted to by conceding first at the 11th minute. But this was just a temporary lapse for Montreal because they dug deep. They got the equalizer, Ale Silva, with a great pass by Piatti. And then Tider scored. And then Quincy Amarikwa scores his first goal in Major League Soccer since August 12th, 2016, over 2 years apart between goals for the brand new acquisition of the Montreal Impact. And I have to say, what he brings to the Montreal Impact since joining the club in the last transfer window is quite impressive. It's not just about the amount of goals scored. It's not at all. It's about his style of play. the hold-up ball type of center forward that does give his teammate a few seconds, if not minutes more, to get open. And that constant work rate that Quincy has been doing since joining the Impact has been really impactful for Montreal, and you see the results in this game. Quincy Amerikwa with a really not a beautiful goal, but a goal that was created with hard work, being at the right place at the right time, fighting for a second ball, fighting for that second effort on that leather object. Yeah, I know it's made of Kevlar, that Kevlar object. And you see Quincy score a goal and break his goal scoring drought. And this was the third goal for Montreal. And eventually, Alejandro Silva scored the fourth goal for Montreal in another great play by Nacho Piatti. Nacho Piatti, two decisive pass in this game, was the creator, was a player really working hard, trying to find his teammates either tighter, either Ali Silva. Ali Silva has been lights out for Montreal over the last few months. Really the spark of the offense in many, many different ways, combined with Nacho Piatti. And Tider has been working really well there as well since the acquisition of Michael Azira. Azira, Samuel Piatti are able to reassure the midfield, the defense of the midfield, while Tider goes a bit higher on the pitch to contribute offensively. For me, this game 4-1, the return of the counter-attack prowess for Montreal were really made possible by the hard work of the defensive midfield of Montreal. Samuel Piette and Michael Azira are often the spark plugs to start that counterattack, either by intercepting the ball from an opponent, stripping the opponent off the ball, and then getting the counterattack started. Even Piatti tracking back and doing the same thing. This is why Montreal has been really efficient in their counterattack mode. Is not only do they counterattack with speed, but they do have talent up top to finish those opportunities when they come. Ali Silva is two goals, a bit of a chip to the goalkeeper, Andre Blake of Philadelphia, both times are clinical goals, are goals that saw Montreal capitalize on opportunities. Montreal did have a lot of shots and shots on target on this game, around 16 shots and 9 on target, and they did make Andre Blake work hard and having to react to a counterattack by attacking the ball carrier and then leaving himself exposed to two nice goals by Silva and even tighter to that instance, were able to take advantage of a few mistakes by Andre Blake. This game for Montreal is extremely important because now they're still 6th, but only 1 point behind Philadelphia in the 5th spot. And this combined with the result of DC United on Sunday, 3-3 versus the Red Bulls at Audi Field in Washington. Only 1 point for Philly, and now Montreal finds themselves with a bit more hope of seeing DC United continue to trail them in the points. They were breathing down their necks really, really heavily. And yes, Montreal, after Saturday's game, had 5 points in front of DC. Going into Sunday, if DC would have won, that gap would have stayed at 2 points with DC United one game ahead. But because of the win of Montreal and the draw of DC United, the difference right now between those two clubs is 4 points. With still one game in hand for DC United. If they win that game, Montreal still got a 1 point lead on the last spot, giving a ticket to the playoffs. And that is really impressive because they needed this win. It's only the third win on the road for Montreal, and it comes at a very good time for the 11 out of Montreal. Now moving to Vancouver. Vancouver at home versus Cascadia rival. They were playing for the Cascadia Cup, and the Seattle Sounders too. Vancouver Whitecaps won. Seattle continues to be one of the best team, if not the hottest team right now in Major League Soccer, with another very good performance, this time on the road, 2-1. Chad Marshall was playing this game. A lot of great players for Seattle were effective and influential in this game. It's too bad Vancouver couldn't capitalize on their few chances in this game, especially early on. But Vancouver now is outside looking in, and it's not going to be that easy for Vancouver to create a few good results before the end of the season to make sure that they are in the playoffs in the fall dance in 2018. Out of the three Canadian teams, the most likely right now to do take part in the playoff is Montreal. And we'll take a look at that standing right about now. While we are looking at that as well, we take a look at the other great results in Major League Soccer. Atlanta United, 3 goals on the road versus the lowly Colorado Rapids, and Atlanta solidifies their place on top of the Eastern Conference. We'll get there in a second. FC Dallas Columbus 0-0. That was a dreadful game, and Dallas should have done better in against their future Texas rival. We'll see. This result is impressive. Houston 4, Portland 1. Houston Dynamo at home versus one of the good teams in the Western Conference, Portland, that have been struggling lately. Houston 4, Portland 1. Real Salt Lake, Minnesota United 1-1. So I guess the social media video that Real Salt Lake did of the duck hunt, loon hunt, hunting the loons, did not pay dividends because Minnesota were motivated and were able to come back from 1 goal down to tie this game in Salt Lake. Again, we talked about Vancouver, Seattle, 2-1 Seattle at Vancouver. Montreal needed LAFC to win or to draw versus New England, and they did. 1-1 New England and LAFC in LA. The Revolutions look likely to miss the playoffs once again. San Jose 1, Sporting Kansas City 5. That happened in Santa Clara. Yes, they played just outside San Jose at Avaya Stadium. Sporting Kansas City showing why they are the class of the Western Conference so far in 2018. DC, New York, we've talked about it. 3-3 in this important rivalry game. DC United at home, 3. They were able to come back and draw this game. It's unfortunate Montreal needed Red Bulls to win, but at least it's a draw, and it still gives Montreal a bit more of their destiny in hand in the next few weeks. And the last game this weekend in Major League Soccer, last night, Chicago 4, Orlando City 0. Orlando will be the wooden spoon in the Eastern Conference. Chicago, with this win, doesn't really change anything. They don't necessarily have a shot at the playoffs at all, even though mathematically it's still kind of there. But it won't happen. Chicago 4, Orlando 0. Chicago can be, what's it called, a monkey in the wrench over the next few weeks. They played DC United twice before the end of the season. Once at Audi Field, and the last game of the season for both club on October 28th is in Chicago. If you're a Montreal Impact fan, you might want to cheer on Chicago in those two games, because Chicago can actually play the spoiler game versus DC United. Now, the standings in Major League Soccer after this weekend of play. Atlanta United, 57 points on top of the Eastern Conference. 1 game in hand of the New York Red Bulls as well. The Red Bulls second with 55 points. NYCFC, 49 points. 29 games played too. Columbus, 1 game in hand on NYCFC. And 4 points above Philly. 5 points behind NYCFC in fourth spot. Columbus with 44 points. That's where it gets really close. Philadelphia, 5th with 40 points. Montreal, 6th with 39. 4 points ahead of DC United, that only has 1 game in hand remaining. At one point a few weeks ago, they had 3. They didn't get the results they needed in those one. What do we always say? Points on the board are points in the pocket. Montreal has those points in the pocket, on the board, and they have 4 points ahead of DC United. And now DC United has to look behind them just a bit. New England 34 points with the same amount of games played as DC United in 8th spot. So 35 for DC, 34 for New England. And then TFC with 30 points and 9 in the Eastern Conference. Chicago 10th with 27th point. And Orlando dead last so far in the Eastern Conference with 24 points. Again, the battle here is between Philly, Montreal, and DC. Philly has to be careful, though. They have a very tough schedule, and they have to play one more game cross-country in Houston for the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup coming up. And this could be really a hindrance in their playoff race. We'll see which one they prioritize, and Houston is not an easy place to go play into. Just ask you, Portland Timbers. Now, moving to the Western Conference after this weekend of play, Sporting Kansas City first in the Western Conference with 51 points, followed by FC Dallas, 50 points in second spot. Both teams on 28 games played, so 6 games left in the regular season. Same for LAFC with 47 points, third in the West right now. With their draw, Real Salt Lake gets a 1-point advantage on Seattle. Real Salt Lake 4 with 45 points. Seattle is 5th, but Seattle has only 27 games played. They have 2 games in hand of RSL. I would not be surprised to see Seattle climb all the way to 4th, if not 3rd, by the end of this season, maybe quite easily as well. Tied on points with Seattle is Portland with 44 points in 6th spot, the last spot that does give access to the Major League Soccer Cup playoff. Now, 7th with 40 points, 28 games played, 4 points behind Portland is now Vancouver. 6 games remaining, 4 points to make do against their 2 rivals of Cascadia, Seattle, and Portland. It will not be easy for Vancouver. Of course, they have a game changer in Alphonso Davies, but he has been marked really closely in the games against Seattle, and this looks to be the key to stop Vancouver. Just put 2 guys on Davies on every single play during the game. LA Galaxy, 8th spot now. They continue their downward spiral. They only have 5 games remaining to play. They're 6 points out of a playoff spot as we speak. And I don't think it's going to look good. I don't think it's going to be easy. Realistically speaking, Vancouver and LA could still make the playoffs. The teams behind LA, though, it's going to be extremely difficult. Houston, 31 points in 9th spot. Minnesota, 30 points in 10th. Colorado, 24 points in 11th. And the lowly San Jose Earthquakes, probably the wooden spoon of the entire league. Wooden spoon means the worst team with the worst regular season record during the 2018 season. San Jose, 12 in the Western Conference with 20 lowly points. That is, that is not necessarily a great result at all for San Jose. There's going to be a lot of changes, probably, on the coaching bench, players, and probably front office as well, coming into the 2019 season. That's what this market deserves. They deserve more investment from the owners. They deserve more consideration of talent and work rate and abilities everywhere right now that they can do. So I do expect San Jose to make a coaching change, make maybe a GM change, and make a big roster overhaul coming into next year. So again, the real playoff battles here. In the West, it's a bit more tight. Like, from 3rd to 6th, those could change. There's only 3 points separating those ones. Even Dallas, if they go on a terrible run, could slip down. But I do feel that the only team realistically to have a shot of making the playoffs in the West that is outside looking in right now is Vancouver. They do need a string of good results, and that could change. But Portland and Seattle, especially Seattle, is climbing that standing rapidly, and it will be difficult to stop the Sounders from maybe going back to a 3rd MLS Cup in a row. Who knows? I doubt that they'll be able to do that just because of Kansas City, Dallas, and even LAFC. But for Seattle, They're getting hot. They're getting good at exactly the right time. Now, in the Eastern Conference, it's getting tighter, but there's only three realistically teams that are battling for two playoff spots, like I was mentioning earlier. Philly on 40 points, Montreal 39, and DC United 35. One game in hand for DC, and Philly has one game in hand on Montreal, too. Philly's schedule is difficult. Games on the road. For DC United, they only have one game on the road left, if I'm not mistaken. Let me take a look. Yeah, they're playing at home for six straight games, and the last game of the season is in Chicago. So for DC United, they could actually be overtaking Philadelphia or Montreal before the end of the season. For Montreal, four games out of six are on, actually five games left, two of those on the road. New England to finish the season on the road, and DC United in 2 weeks. I think this game is going to be very important, September 29th, in DC United. If Montreal gets a result there, well, Montreal will make the playoffs. That's going to be that easy. Not necessarily to the detriment of DC United, but maybe to the detriment of the Philadelphia Union. That could be the possibility. Two of those three teams are going to make the playoffs. The question is, which one of those two will travel to NYCFC or will play Columbus in the first round of the 2018 MLS Cup playoffs? And that is the question in the Eastern Conference. How important are the games coming up? Very. And no one wants to play Montreal in the playoff for the way they've been playing. The 3-0 win against Red Bulls 2 weeks ago was maybe a question of timing because New York played five games in 15 days. They were a bit tired than it showed, and Montreal waited about 30 minutes. They let New York give a shot at that game and then turn it around on its head and score three goals against New York. So there's that. But this game on the road against Philly 4-1, they were full measure. And Montreal showed that if they get their tactic, and they got their tactic right more often than not in 2018, and if they continue to get the same amount of great work rate by Quincy Emeriqua, great build-up play, creativity, and even finish from Piatti to find ways to get the ball to Silva in a scoring position and to be dangerous of set pieces, this team could be very well disliked in the playoffs because on a one-off, especially in the wildcard round, well, they can create a surprise. And then, who knows, they do have a talented striking contingent. Not necessarily just a striker, but a dangerous offense capabilities for Montreal. And even if you're NYCFC, if you're Columbus or New York, depending who's going to face Montreal, if Montreal makes the playoffs, you would be worried because when you have a game changer like Nacho Piatti and great offense like Tider and especially Ali Silva, this could be very well not appreciated by a team that fancies their chances to go all the way like a Red Bull. You never know. If Red Bull, well, Red Bull will not slide to third, so they'll have a bye in the first round. But I can see Montreal and NYCFC being a very important game. Yes, it's going to be difficult if it finishes this way because Montreal would have to travel to Yankee Stadium and try to get a result there. And it's never easy to win at this overgrown, oversized futsal field, or at this very small football field. It is quite tiny. But, you know, tiny field makes for players who can control the ball and have the ball close to them important. And yes, Montreal did struggle over the years at Yankee Stadium, but you know what? There's a first for everything. And sometimes first, that's what the playoffs are for. So, you never know. I'm intrigued by this matchup that could be Montreal and NYCFC, but still a lot of soccer to be played before we see this happen. Speaking of football, tomorrow the Champions League is back. Barcelona, PSV Eindhoven, and we'll take a look at the other matchup as well when we do our preview show of the Champions League on Tuesday, we will as well do an overview of the games in the Premier League that happened last weekend. On tomorrow's show, hopefully Dwayne is able to join us tomorrow. Speedy recovery to Dwayne. Once again, he's under the weather, feeling pretty sick today. I blame the temperature. I blame the September hot wave, heat wave that is here in the Northeast. And I'm still not fully recovered from my cold a few weeks ago. You can still hear it in my voice, I know. But it's gonna go away one day, hopefully. Hopefully I'm not stuck with this nasally voice for the rest of my life. Yeah, I really hope so. I'm not really worried, but you never know. As always, you can follow us on social media at 24th Minute for Dwayne, at Kev Laramie for me, the show at Soccer Today SBN, and the network at SportsPodNet. Podcast versions of every show we do are available at sportspodcastingnetwork.com and anywhere and everywhere you get your podcast. Look for Soccer Today SBN. Look for the Sports Podcasting Network. Just Google my name. You'll have 1,000 podcasts appear in the search results. And as always, we thank you for your support. If you like what we do, you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/sportspodcastingnetwork. $2 a month will give you access to the Two Solitude Soccer podcast exclusively for patrons and talking exclusively of Canadian soccer. People who give us more, we love you as well. We appreciate your support, and it's because of your support that we were able to upgrade production values over the last few years with this beautiful microphone, with other great investment that we did in the studio, home and away. And this is because of your help, and we really appreciate it. So patreon.com/sportspodcastingnetwork. And as it is a tradition, I'm going to sign off by saying, have a great soccer.
You can find the podcast version of all the shows we do on iTunes, Apple Podcast, Google Play Store, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and anywhere you get your podcast.